sometimes, you know, the feeling. And every time I'd find a good one, you know, I'd pull it over against the fence where I could hand it over when I got through, see, and I thought, well, we'd get $3, $4, $5, you know. So I worked my way on up the road for the bull, and he was just feeling all over the bottom end of me, see. Well, when I got up there, this little old dog started yapping. So I just knew in a minute that man was going to come out with a shotgun. You know, what they used to do, they wouldn't shoot you, but they'd take the shot out of the shotgun and fill it with coarse salt.
Yeah.
Ice cream salt, we'd call it.
Yeah. Rock salt.
And partner, if you got close enough and you've got a bit of that rock salt, you do it, you know.
How's that?
It penetrates your skin and just burns the daylights out of you. You'd head for the nearest creek, you know, bayou. Anyhow, I was up at this end coming down, you know, and I heard this dog barking. And I looked to see if I could see my buddy.
Well, I was like this, squatting, you know. And all at once he took off. Well, boy, I took off behind him.
But he had a pretty good lead on me, see? And he was a digging out. Well, I was a little bit faster than he was, and I eventually got pretty close to him, you know, and I kept looking behind me, and I couldn't see nothing, see? And after we'd run about half a mile or better down the street, I said, Bolter! And he turned around and looked at me, and he said, damn, I thought you were Joe. I said, what you running for? He said, I thought you were Joe. I said, well, he said, what you running for? I said, I was running because you was running. We laughed back, we turned around and went on back and got our watermelons, you know. And we put that in there. We'd run about, oh, better than a half mile or so down the street, running each other, you know, thinking that the owner of the watermelon patch was after.
Yeah.
But we stole watermelons and satsumas and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear folks got a lot of mischief, like back in those days. They didn't,
it was mischief. It was something to eat, you know what I mean. Now, pears and persimmons and satsumas. The difference then is, I can truthfully say, we wasn't really destructive. You know what I mean? You didn't damage anybody. In other words, you climbed over a fence to get a watermelon, but you used precautions in climbing that fence. You didn't try to tear it down, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't cut it, or do anything like that, you know. You wouldn't do anything to destroy, literally destroy the man's property, you know. Mm-hmm. And nothing destructive. But like I said, that was kind of a feeling. You kind of entertain, you didn't have nowhere to go. We'd get out and we'd burn an old rubber tire. You know, all sit around it and maybe snitch a melon, you know, or a cantaloupe or satsumas or something like that. And we'd spend a few yarns, you know, smooch a little bit, get a year or two. And just wait till the tire burn out and say, well, time to go home.
What about, what would spring up in the woods or the fields after a rain, these little umbrella shapes? That thing,
You're talking about buttercup, are you?
Buttercup? What's that?
Buttercup we got down here. It's a little yellow flower.
This wasn't a flower. This is a kind of a little kind of thing you might have.
Mushroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ones that you couldn't eat, they were
poisonous.
Yeah. What'd you call them? Did they eat for?
No.